Penguin Random House Audio presents The Archer by Paulo Coelho. Translated by Margaret Jewel Costa. Read for you by Vikas Adam. To Leonardo Oitisica, who, one morning, upon seeing me practice judo at Saint Martin, gave me the idea for this book. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who turn to you. Amen. A prayer without a deed is an arrow without a bowstring. A deed without a prayer is a bowstring without an arrow. Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Prologue.
Tetsuya.
The boy looked at the stranger, startled.
No one in the city has ever seen Tetsuya holding a bow, he replied. Everyone here knows him as a carpenter.
Maybe he gave up. Maybe he lost his courage. That doesn't matter to me, insisted the stranger. But he cannot be considered to be the best archer in the country if he has abandoned his art. That's why I've been traveling all these days, in order to challenge him and put an end to a reputation he no longer deserves.
The boy saw there was no point in arguing. It was best to take the man to the carpenter's shop so that he could see with his own eyes that he was mistaken. Tetsuya was in the workshop at the back of his house. He turned to see who had come in, but his smile froze when his eyes fell on